All right. Remind me tomorrow. Dave, you can get it. All right, we are live. I want to welcome everyone to the show that is watching either after the live or not. We are going to start with introducing ourselves first. Don't all speak at once now.
What's up, guys? Dave, Windy City Net Repair out of Chicago.
What's up, guys? Ryan from RPS Dent Repair, Baltimore.
Good evening, Kelly. Chris, Dylan's Touch, Washington, D.C. All right. He's made it. Jenkins made it early. All right, so let's go over some tools like we do in the first 15 minutes. And you guys want to start first? Or you want me to start or what?
Yeah, I'll go.
Go ahead, Dave. Go ahead, Dave.
So, yeah, actually, when I came out this weekend to Baltimore, Maryland, helping Ryan out with some cars, I brought these two whale tails with me. Yeah, these two whale tails with me. And I love them. They are absolutely amazing. They're great for hail. Right? Yeah, Deadcraft. I don't know the numbers, but it's their smaller set. They're super, super nice. They get right up and under the hood or under any bracing. Mm-hmm. They got this short. Well, I don't know. I don't know what
keeps your knuckles safe. I see.
Yeah, I mean they just work so well, especially for these small dents in braces when you can only get your hand in there. You can't get the full tool. These are really, really nice. I recommend picking up the set from Deadcraft. Right? Yeah, they're not expensive. I don't know exactly how much they are. I remember buying the set. I got a bunch of them that I use, all different sizes and everything. These are just the two sizes that I use the most, so I brought these. But yeah, I'll have a link for them. I'll find a link for them and put them in the description or in the comments later. But yeah, these little Deadcraft whale tails are amazing if you don't have them. And if you don't want to pick up the set, at least pick up the largest one, and then I'd say I don't even know what size this is, medium thin, not the ultra thin, but the thin. These two are the ones that I use the most. Yeah.
Nice, nice.
That's it?
That's it. These are the ones that this is what I use. I love these things.
Alright, so I got three with me today.
Go ahead, Ryan.
So I don't know if you guys have ever seen one of these. Dave-O actually just used it for the first time.
I haven't. No, I have one.
I bought it at MTU. It's from a German company. I don't even remember the name of the company because I don't think I can pronounce it. It's a dolly. So, like, Dentcraft has those dollies that are short,
mm-hmm.
and they're close to your hand, and you're always wailing. This gives you good length. For like right at the windshield edge, beating on that windshield edge or a roof rail. This is a backup. I bought another one this year just because you never know if the company's going to not show up at MTE anymore. Chris, it was the company that had the black tabs that we bought 2 years ago.
I can't remember that company. It's like a Russian company. Or
it's a German company. Yeah. Okay. So it's just like a nylon knock. You know, dolly, this thing is awesome. So if you guys go to MTE, make sure you pick this thing up. You're going to use it more than you think. I use it on like the quarters if they're smashed and it's a double panel quarters and I can get inside and I can use it. It's got this nice edge that runs right down the middle. So it's a great tool. I use it all the time. I think it was like $15 or something. So you can't go wrong. Second thing, since we're talking about hail, I brought this up in a past show. These things are awesome. They wipe off really easy. That's my thing. Is a lot of times we'll circle the damage on these cars, and they'll sit there for 3 or 4 days. And those green and yellow pens they use, it's so hard to get off the panel if they're sitting in the sun. So these pens, the little Posca pens, these things are awesome. I actually order them right from Dentcraft. So it's a PC8K They're awesome pens. I use them all the time.
Dave actually bought a case off Amazon, and I think they're knockoffs or they're just like Chinese branded, but it's the same ones. And I bought a whole pack of them for, I think, $13 or something like that. And it came with all of the colors, which is nice too, especially with hail. Some of the colors don't, you know, work well with some of the vehicle colors. So you get the whole pack. I love them.
I use, since we're talking about the markers, I use the Auto Writer green only.
See, if that sits in the sun, it sticks. It's, sometimes it's hard to get off.
I don't know. The green seems to work quite well. I don't like any other color but green for some reason.
$24. I lied. $24 for 15 of them.
For 15, yeah. I think I have the same ones you got, Dave. The problem with those is I believe this little felt
It'll fall off, I guess.
Well, not just that. It seems like it's kind of more coarse with those Chinese ones. I've had them where I would wipe it off and then it'll leave scratches.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, let me go back to the writer because I don't know about that one. So just be mindful of that for that one, Dave. They come with a fine one and they come with a coarse one, right? I mean, like a bigger one like this. So this one, like you can tell that the Chinese ones kind of will scratch the panel more so.
So I got one more thing here. And we did a little video. We had a little luncheon for the PDR workshop. And you guys need to check this video out on the bag. On the go bag. Chris did a great job with this video. I got to give him, and Dave.
I got some footage from Dave in this. So I got to give him his props.
You got to check it out. Give us a thumbs up on that thing. I mean, he really did a really, really good job. So got to give Chris some props on it.
I'm going to leave a link real quick in the description if anybody's interested in watching that video after the live show, of course. And don't, while you're here, please give us a thumbs up if you can. We greatly appreciate it. Is that it?
That's it for me. That's it.
What's going on right here? Something. All right, so I had to use this today, and I think a lot of hell guys may use this. But it's, what is this? What do they actually call it?
A machete.
A razor or whatever. A glue cutter. That's what they actually call it, just a regular glue cutter?
I mean, that's what I would call it, a glue cutter.
Well, so
glue.
It does. And I'm old school, so what I used to do is the propane torch and get it kind of really hot and kind of cut the glue. But this German glue on this one car, this Audi today, just killed me. And
it's like rocks.
As I was, it's like cement. Man, you know, I was so stressed out working on this car. The dent was pretty much gone. It was just the waves that I was trying to get out. I ended up chasing this dent probably about an extra maybe 20 inches, just a little ways. But anyway, so as I'm heating my tool and I'm pushing, it's not really moving. I'm just like, something's got to give. And I remember I let someone borrow this tool. So I am literally in the back of my Transit now. Just trying to find this tool. And I said, if I don't have this tool, I'm driving to this guy's shop and get my tool because I need it. But anyway, it saved me so much time today. I've cut majority of the glue and I just went in there and just kind of just cut the glue right out of it. I did reapply glue when I was done. But wow, was this a time saver today.
That's interesting. I've never seen that style glue cutter where it's like a tool.
Yeah. Yeah,
I got the one on there. I know, Ryan, you brought one out the other day. I have that style where it actually has a handle, but that looks that's nice for like doors, it looks like.
Yeah, that's kind of where I bought it for like the door panels. But
is that an Ultra?
I don't even remember. I probably had this tool for...
The handle looks like Ultra.
And this is like probably my second time using it. Can't remember the first, but I know I used it one time.
He's used it twice.
Yeah, the guy... the guy that one of my actually he's somewhat of a competitor, a good friend of mine. He uses a lot of my Waldorf locations to do some of his retail work. But he said, "Hey, do you got that this glue cutter? I'm doing this. I think it was a Dodge Ram, and I kind of need it to cut the glue." I said, "Yeah, you can borrow it anytime. I never use it." And man, I was so happy to see this tool.
Is that all one piece by the blade there? Is that all one?
Yeah, it's all one piece. That
doesn't come out?
Okay. Nope, it just flexes. That's
okay.
I mean, it does not come out at all. I mean, I was.
Yeah, no, it looks like it. It just looks like it's
only these two pieces. It's welded, but, this piece right here does not separate at all. So I don't know. You can see how new this is. 8 years, and you can see how new the handle is.
It looks like an ultra handle.
Yeah, it does.
Doesn't it? Yeah. So
but
that
is
it on that one. And my next tool, since we're talking about hail, I don't buy the small one. I think what he's calling this the Magnum.
Yes.
Knowing him, it's the Magnum. But yeah, so I always get the Magnum. I don't really get the small one anyway. So. But this works with all the hail rods. It works with I believe I have an A1. I have an old. I might be showing my age on this one. But if anybody remembers the Hail Hog that came out back in the day, those were the first, I believe, hail rods. Before I think A1 kind of used, I think a version of that, if not copied it. I think Dentcraft may have it. I can't remember which one, but it's the exact same style. It's aluminum rod that screws in. Do you remember that, Ryan? The Hail Hog? Yeah. Yep. You had to wait like 2 months to get. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Some guy was making it or something. So I still have the Hail Hog. That's what I use. And it fits the Hail Hog. So
my Carbon Tech won't fit through that hole, though.
It won't? Well, I think in order to get the carbon strength, you need to be a wire, you know, kind of. The girth needs to be there. but I do want to try Woody's solid rod. I actually thought about that idea because I've like priced just a solid carbon fiber rod and they're cheap. They're like $70 for the rod. Mm-hmm. So you can get like four or five or really like two lengths and be okay. And you can keep the thickness kind of narrower. So, but that's it on my tools. And then I had the auto writer. That's what I was going to bring, but you already said the one. That
you're thinking alike today.
Yep. Of course. So let's get started. We have some questions we'll answer. I think the first question was, what do you recommend on a whale tail set?
Dentcraft whale tail set, standard Dentcraft whale tail set.
Yeah,
I think they have already a pre-made set, right?
They have multiples, but I don't think they have like some of them you're not going to use.
Correct.
So, you know, just message me. I'll kind of give you a list of what I have, and give you the part numbers. I'll tell you, I did use a tool today that I didn't use I've never used. I have the, I think it's red and gray handled fat head paddle tool from Dentcraft. It's a super wide head.
Dentcraft paddle handle.
It's Dentcraft whale tail with the,
with the master,
the huge head on it.
Yeah, I used that.
And I used it for the first time I was doing a police cruiser today, an Explorer. Very bottom of the door, couldn't get it. I tried every paddle tool I had in that bag, and I was like, "Let me go try this thing." So I pulled it out of the truck and slid it down there, and it was just enough to get it. So I'll tell you, man, I make the best whale tails.
The extra large, I think the extra wide, I think they call
fat
it
fat head.
Right? Oh, fat head. Okay, yeah.
I don't know what they call it. I don't know. I'm sure. So, I think Dave's over there trying to pull it up.
Yeah.
So.
But yeah, I would get an assortment of tools from Dentcraft. I wouldn't get a set, the actual set. I would piece it together with probably about 9 to 12 whale tails, you think, Ryan?
Yeah.
Good 12 whale tails is probably what you need to be kind of. And even then, I still go over to Ultra and get some of those even thinner ones.
Never used them.
Ultra.
I've never used them.
They're nice. I like Ultra Welltails. They're nice. All right. Dencraft is fine, but if I got a long kind of thin, the shaft is thin, the metal is different, so it actually allows you to kind of leverage, keep that power in the tool as you're twisting. But I never had the ones that broke. I've had an Ultra break. I haven't had a Dencraft break yet. So.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever broken Dencraft.
Yeah. So.
Ultra wide, Mr. Dave Johnson says. It's called an ultra wide.
That's what I thought, Dave. That's what I thought. All right. Any other questions before we get started on this hail stuff?
June 23rd, we are having a workshop in Waldorf, Maryland. So make sure you get yourself signed up. It seems like it's filling up pretty quickly. So try to get in there and get your info down and get your ticket. It is free. It should be a pretty good time.
Yep. Need training in Jersey, anyone? All right. So let's talk about hail. So first off, this is a perspective of us from route guys that kind of have their local business. We're not hail guys. We're just simple route techs, retail guys that do a lot of body shops, probably a few wholesale accounts and a ton of retail. So when hail hits our area, it's a little different from someone that actually does this week in and week out. So
sorry.
We'll discuss certain topics based on that that type of outlook here. Let me just see what topics did we have here. Well, not topics, but the list of things. So, Ryan and Dave, how has the industry changed over the past probably like 5 to 6 years that you changed can kind of
towards hail?
Yeah, just as the hail, as last year's hailstorm compared to probably the one in like 2011, like what did you notice the difference?
Every year changes, so you really can't gauge it and say the industry changed because every year is different. Mm-hmm. But like this year, even before the storm hit my area, these guys were here. Like they were already pre-set up to be there. They're like, hey, yeah, we're here now. Ryan, just let me know what you need. And I'm like, it hasn't even hailed yet. So, yeah, I think they're everybody, I think every dead guy out there right now that chases hail is a weather guy. You know, they watch the weather, they know the patterns, they see what's going on. And there's a lot of programs out there. You know, there's a lot of programs mm-hmm. that say, okay, quarter inch hail hit here, 1.5 diameter. You know, there's a lot of options. Back in the day, you just figured it out when your stuff got busted up, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, so. You're right. What I've noticed is the insurance companies have been setting drive-throughs mm-hmm. more so than just letting a customer just go wherever they want and just getting it done, especially initially. They're quicker actually also to set up these drive-throughs too. So they don't waste any time when the hail happens. And so they would normally set up the drive-throughs, take about a month and a half to set them up, and then pretty much, you know, have their group of guys kind of in their area kind of working on the cars. I don't know if they were networked with that particular insurance mm-hmm. company or what, or the group of guys is set up right beside the insurance company. I really don't know, but that's what I've normally seen. They're quick, they're a little slower to set up. But now they're fast and they're holding cars now. So they're making customers wait until they actually set it up to a certain degree. And it's only certain insurance companies that I've noticed. So,
and I actually spoke to a State Farm estimator this morning and it was at a State Farm drive-in, and he explained that State Farm loaded them up as soon as they came in. He has full weeks of estimates to be written. And I'm like, what's going on? He's like, we're just writing checks. He's like, I'm out here picking what I can. It's all outside, mm-hmm. writing up what I can and sending it. And we know that there's going to be a supplement. So they're already expecting the supplements, which 90%
is good
of the
for
time.
us.
Well, I mean, we still have to write the supplement and,
Which
you
is
know, cuss.
fine, but I mean, at
I have
least
no problem with
that.
it.
Yeah, I mean, but having the option or like being okay with writing a supplement and approving it, that's the nice part, rather than just saying no.
I mean, they have to understand. I mean, I have a customer that scheduled, come to find out, I have to submit a supplement, you know, so it's just a waste of time. And then, you know, I had to explain to the customer what's going on. He's like, "Well, how long are you going to have my car?" And it's like, it's not me. I have to give the insurance company the chance to come out and look at this car before I start. So, you know, it's kind of, you know, we talk about the dent warranty, and it's like we are the face of the insurance company in certain instances. So we got to try to smooth it over, even though it's not really our fault that the car has to sit for 4 days as they try to come out there and write a supplement. I mean, approve the supplement.
Now,
I've actually, go ahead.
do you take the car apart in that process, or do you wait completely?
I wait completely, because it's not that hard for me to, it depends on the car. If it's not that hard, or it depends on where my guys are. If he's standing around and doing nothing, then I will R&I the car.
I yank them apart. I want them apart. Two things there. For one, it's the customer is going to be your car's there and it's apart. You know what I mean? The cus it's you've got it in. I always learned back in the day, get the keys in your hand. Get the keys in your hand. Get the keys in your hand. So when the car's in your shop, it's apart. I'm sorry. You know, if he's like, "I need my car, I need my car," we've already taken it apart. We're waiting for the insurance company. Then you're pushing it back on the insurance company, you know. So it's got it's both ends. I always take them apart, so when they come, I can rock. So
You streamline your process nicely. You just have a lot going
And you know what? A
on.
lot of it's training. I train my shops. Almost 90% of my shops automatically take the car apart. So if it's at most of my body shops, they're taking it apart. You know, some guys are like, "Well, you're losing money." No. You know how nice it is to come in here? Dave did it. We did it with three cars on Friday. We came in completely apart, push dents, write the bill, and go on to the
Bye.
next one. You don't have to worry about breaking clips or can't get this handle out or hey, I snapped a visor or you don't have to worry about any of that. It's done. It's on them. So, you know, that's definitely one thing that I've really pushed for a lot of my shops and always make it seem like, hey, you're making money on the R&I. So
We do, I guess about 60% of the R&Is. If it's definitely comes in, I don't want the guys to be kind of weak in that area. So I gotta you gotta do the work to be comfortable with it. So since we have our own two
you take more
locations.
apart than most people, Dave. I mean, Chris.
100%.
Chris, he takes
What'd
the
you
stuff
say?
apart. I'm like, why are you taking that apart? Just fix the dent.
It's
So,
needed, yo. Some of that
what?
stuff is needed. Some of that stuff is needed. I mean, I'm analyzing the situation, I guess, differently. Maybe I'm based off the tools that I actually have, but you know, I feel like clean and fast repairs. If I can sit there and take that whole door panel
Of
apart in
course.
20 minutes,
Of course.
and then now take my dent instead of 3 hours to 2 hours, I'm doing it. So that's kind of how I roll.
Because
But
he's laid
yeah.
up in that nice shop. It's
Of
nice and
course.
cool in there. The
You know,
AC's
it doesn't
going, all
have
this
AC
cool,
now.
nice little
It has heat.
snap-on
Come on. Got a
box.
fan on me.
You know, me and Ryan are out here in the trenches with a couple Phillips and a couple of Torx and a Husky set trying to take stuff apart.
Hey, you know.
I've also noticed that the insurance company did a review. They sent me kind of this app that I had to go over and kind of do a live.
Allstate.
That's the new thing. Yeah,
Yeah,
that's like that's their new
Allstate. That was
thing.
kind of new. I did that,
Charge
and they
the
have
electronic.
everything.
Charge them $25 for an admin fee. Covers your data. They won't say no.
Oh, didn't know that.
Because you figure this, they don't have to send an estimator out. You know, you're saving that salary. Who's paying for your phone data? It's not your fault they don't have estimators. Sorry.
You're right.
$25 admin fee for this phone call. And you know what
I was
she's
actually
say?
Shocked. I was like,
she's gonna be
I had
like,
to
okay.
read the email twice.
Okay.
I had to read the email twice. I was like, what they want me to do?
Yeah, I was at a shop and they had to do it, and I was watching the entire process. It's cool. It's nice. It's simple.
Yeah, it's nice. Yeah.
You know, it does streamline a lot of things, but I can also see where there could be a couple places where it can get a little hairy between the insurance company, the shop, you, stuff like that, because no one's actually there. So, yeah, that's.
I haven't had much. That one, she was pretty good. Now, they were negotiating with me, and I'm like, you're not here to see the dent, so I don't even understand why you're negotiating. So it was kind of weird when I was counting it with her, and she's like, okay, what about this? And I'm like, what? So I wasn't really talking about a field adjust. So it seems like answer the phone, put them on the phone, and then beat them down 20%. Like, it seemed like that's that was their mentality at that particular time. They didn't care what I told her. She was just going to try to get the cheapest price. So, which I really don't understand that. Yeah, I would think it would be the
it's
best
about control
for the customer, but
it's about
but
control.
Again, yeah, that's the checks and balance, I guess, thing that they're trying to do. Waiting for my phone to turn on. Well, not turn on, but
so
what's the next one here? So estimates and invoicing. You want to do that one?
Mobile Tech RX.
Yeah,
that's it.
Yep.
I mean, it
streamlines everything. And it speeds up things. You know, Dave and I ran into an issue this weekend. We had a car. It was a last minute kind of thrown on us. We ran in there. We circled all the dents. We thought we saw no lights. Just, yeah, it's not that bad. We put a light on it. Yep. It was pretty bad.
My two cents is when doing estimating, always estimate with a light, no matter what. Always estimate with a light. If you don't have a hail light, it is okay. Hopefully you can, you know, you have a 20 inch Illuminet board. If not, that's okay too. If you have a 14 inch, that'll still work, but always, always use a light. There's going to be these little dents in there that you're not going to be able to see in the natural. They're going to be hiding behind a body line. Make sure you're always estimating with a light. It's just the proper way to do it. It's going to be the right way to do it. You're going to see everything. It maybe takes a little bit, you know, longer, but you're going to be able to see everything on the vehicle. You're going to get the right money for the vehicle, and you won't feel so bad when you've already written the estimate, it's been approved, and then you go to put the light on it, and now all of a sudden you've got another 45 minutes, hour, 2 hours worth of work because there's a lot of stuff you didn't see. So
I learned my lesson.
That is key.
We got
crushed.
Friday.
Yeah, we got crushed. It's okay. It happens, you know.
Yeah.
Learning lesson. Even here, like in Chicago, if I do, like last year when I had a little storm come through here, as much of a pain as it was with trying to push and estimating vehicles, and I have to take the hail light off the one car because I only have one hail light. If I have to take it off that car that I'm working on to go estimate another, I'm going to do it because I don't want to get jammed up later on. When I do go to fix the car, and in my head, I already thought it was going to be, you know, X amount of time. And now it's going to be a different amount of time to fix it because I didn't do the proper steps in the first place.
Yes, sir.
And then plugging it on Mobile Tech RX, like you said.
Yeah. I mean, I think with Mobile Tech RX, I did paper for a long time. It probably saves me 30 minutes. At least 30 minutes a car, maybe even longer. And you have all the you can go on Mobile Tech RX and it'll bring up retail, State Farm, Progressive, you know, all the hail schematics. Most of them are almost all the same. So that makes a big difference in the estimate. It just makes it easier. But it breaks it down. If you don't have Mobile Tech RX, it'll break down quarter, nickel, all that's, you know, the severity, how many dents per panel. And then I always go and check. It's an extra service you have to pay for the Mobile Tech RX. It's called comparative pricing. And what that does is it tells you, okay, it's high strength steel, it's aluminum. Sometimes I'll have little thumbnail pictures to show you what the underside is. That hood honeycombed? I don't know. Here's the picture if it's available. So the comparative pricing, I think it's $30 or more. Totally worth it. 100%. definitely makes a big difference, because when you go in there and you want to maximize your amount on that hood for the hail, you know the hood's $1,250, and you're trying to, sometimes you write these hail severities and it'll go to a zero amount. And the reason it's going to a zero amount is because it's thinking it needs to be replaced because it's that many dents in there. So sometimes I'll go in there and say, okay, the hood's $1,250 without blends. I'll fix it for $1,000. You get it all the time, you know. So the comparative pricing definitely helps with that. But Mobile Tech RX is huge. It looks super professional when you print it out, give it to the insurance company, and they're like, oh, okay. It's not just some chicken scratch with some circles on a panel on a carbon copy.
You actually took the time, and it looks like you took the time to enter it into a system, you know, print it all out nice and neat.
Got all the vehicle information, your header on it. I mean, it's super, huge. Super professional. So
the one thing that I use Mobile Tech RX for does it day to day, keeps my guys, I can see their billing and all that stuff. But subcontractors, you know, if that person signs up for Mobile Tech RX under his own company, if I go do some work for Ryan, Ryan can just get my email and go, hey, here you go. You're a subcontractor now. I can bill it right from Ryan's account or his login with my login, and done. His invoice will print out, RPS dent repair, and you're pretty much good to go. So over the past few years, I've really liked that feature. I can turn off and on subcontractors as they come and go. It's pretty much a requirement. I have one guy that doesn't like doing it, but he makes it so easy. He writes his own estimates, he puts them down, and then one of my guys kind of helps him out. But it's a requirement if you do hail for Dentless Touch right now. So it just keeps everything streamlined. I can even do the billing. They know their percentages. It is so nice. I mean, every day they know their percentages. Once a week when we do the payments, it's nothing that there's no differences, discrepancies in anything, because it's right there. So I can also look back and see who did the car, not necessarily who did the car, who wrote the estimate, and then who work order was it assigned to, and who billed the invoice out. So that's pretty good. And just for Ray, we use the same platform for wholesale work, if that's the question that you're asking. We all use Mobile Tech RX for pretty much everything, and I think they are getting into wheels and paint and bumpers and stuff like that. So a lot of mobile recon companies are probably going to be using some version of Mobile Tech RX. And the competitor that they have is, I think, PDR Mobile. And what's
Recon
another
Pro.
One? Yeah, Recon Pro. A lot of dealerships use Recon Pro. What else? Is that it? PDR Mobile and Recon Pro? That the three biggest ones, I guess.
Wasn't there like Peterson?
I can't remember that.
I don't remember the name of it.
But you know, Mobile Tech RX. I think it was, you know, they're dent guys, or were dent guys. I don't know if they're still doing it now. So
John's still pushing.
He's still pushing. Okay.
Yeah.
So they kind of understand us, if you ask me. So. But they're constantly pumping out updates. So check it out if you haven't. They do run a few promotions from time to time. So networking. What, when hail comes, kind of who are you reaching out for when hail comes out? How are you, you know, spending time networking?
Do you know how one of the biggest networking things for me is MTE.
So you prepare MTE, prior.
Yeah. You want to get those numbers. You want to build that little relationship. I mean, this is the year. This is the storm that just hit me. I had guys calling me on Saturday before it hailed here, and I met them at MTE. So, you know, the local networking, you want to get with local techs if you can get with local techs. And have a couple of those heavy hitter hail guys in your back pocket, you know, because if you get crushed, I mean, I'm in this situation right now, right? This storm is super weird, you know, so you don't want to have five or six hail guys here sitting because they're not going to stay here long. They're going to
Right.
hit the road. So some of these storms get right off on the ground rolling, and you're rocking cars out. But some storms take a couple weeks. Like here, it rained for 14 days straight.
Yeah.
Nobody's looking at their car.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, the networking end definitely.
Yeah, I think
MP was
it's
huge.
hard too because networking is huge, and meeting the and building the relationship, and you obviously want to know the guy's quality, who you're going to be calling in and stuff like that. But it's hard because you feel bad as a local tech. You don't want to be calling someone, you're swamped yourself, but you feel bad if you like, I want to call you for help, but I only have X amount of cars, and they're going to want
Yeah.
more. So it's hard to gauge, like, when do I need help? Like, when do I need to call for help? What is the right time? So if you do have like a nice little pool that you can choose from, hey, Johnny, can you come here? Hey, Billy, can you come? Would you want to work on these 10 cars? This is all I have right now. I can let you know if I have more. And if they say yes, cool. They're going to come and help. If not, call the next guy. Maybe he's available and he'll come for those 10 cars or something like that. Like, hey, I just need help for a couple weeks. I can't supply you with a full dealership that has 1,000 cars that you're gonna do,
Yeah.
but this is what I'm able to help. And I feel bad though because I don't know when to call someone, who to that's it's just hard. It's hard to gauge when to actually call and help.
It's a gamble. And Chris has dealt with it more than most of us, I think. You know what I mean? I mean, you had a couple guys down there in your
We
location.
had quite a few years ago and last year, and I've definitely learned a lot from last year. It was a lot easier, a lot smoother from the first year. So I think I've done like three storms right now. So I built a rapport of my guys because the way I look at it is every traveling hill guy is kind of cautious in where they work. So I built a rapport of a group of guys. I use Brad and Steve from Hail Concierge. I believe their name of their company. And they hooked me up with Brian. So those are kind of the three guys that I call. They tend to send me other guys if they
But
can't make it. But
they all live on the East Coast, correct?
one lives on the East Coast. So
So
most,
so like so for
PA,
me, it's like,
Florida,
hey, you were to flip me
New
their
York.
number. Now, am I gonna have them come all the way to Chicago, 11, 12 hours for 12 cars? You know what I
Well, the
mean? And
gamma,
that's what I'm talking about, the feeling bad, because it's
I
like,
think it's a communication. You just need to be honest with them.
you're
No false
right.
promises.
Here's the thing, I make sure that I have, so my guys get fed first to a certain
Of
degree.
course, of course.
Because they put in all the hard work to keep that body
That
shop
that's
happy or
completely
that,
understandable.
so what happens is once their schedule is full, which could literally be in one day, I'm
Right.
jumping on the horn. It depends on where I'm at, how many calls I'm getting, how many kind of
Well,
hits
of course, it's
on
all
our
dependent
ads.
on
It's
that, and that's the hardest
kind of a
part.
list of things that I kind of look at. Like this storm, I was glad I didn't really make that call because I was a little leery and they're trickling in, but I don't even know if you want to call it a storm down here where I'm at, Washington, D.C. We'll probably get 10, 15 cars at the most, a lot of people. And then this storm changes because a lot of people will take that money if it's very light, if they don't see it. Just like Ryan said, we have 14 days of rain, so maybe they haven't seen it. Then some people haven't even started a claim and they go, oh, my car got dented, and they don't even understand that, the insurance company will pay for that. You can put a claim in. So it's kind of weird. This storm kind of hit at the kind of a weird time. So I don't think much is coming out of this storm. But like I said, I called Brian the other day. Actually, he called me and I was like, hey, I don't know about the storm, but I'm a search around. And as to me, a business owner or anybody that's ops manager or anything like that, in a company that is driven like this, when that happens, like I pretty much stop what I'm doing. If I'm in the bed, or if I'm in the gym, or if I'm trying to do something, I pretty much stop and I jump in my truck and I go where that storm said it was hit. And I go to a parking lot. I try to figure out if it has damage or not. Now, obviously, if it's marble size hail, I'm not gonna jump in my truck. But if it says 1 inch hail, I'm jumping in my truck. trying to figure out.
And you'll go to local spots, just at like a restaurant.
I just go to like, yeah, exactly. McDonald's right. I go to anywhere where a car may be sitting for the last, 4 hours. So it'd be, a movie theater in that area or something like that. I mean, I just scan cars, any apartment complex.
Mall or something.
And it's weird because last year you were sending me a video of damage in Waldorf on dealership lots at like Sunday night at like 11 o'clock.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, that's what also will help me get on the horn and call these guys because, I use it as a, two things. I actually was driving around the next morning at, I believe, like 5 or 6 o'clock, and my competitor was kind of on the other road driving around too. So it's the hustle. I mean, you're not going to get fed Monday if you sit on your ass. So it's just, it is what it is. But, also I use the work that we can get done from using, from contracting the work as to the body shops and say, look, we can get it done. We can just bring them on. Cause when they call out of respect, they say, I got one. And then when they call another one, they say, can you handle another one at the same time that you got that one? And I always love to say, no problem. We got you taken care of. Now, can you schedule out? Can you do this? Let me get things organized. Nope. Let's get it in. If I got to push until 5 in the morning, I'll push until 5 in the morning, or I'll be calling reinforcements in. So I really don't like saying no for that particular, time that season. This is in our season. So those are some tips if you kind of have that retail shop. I think Abraham had a tip about how to get work. Honestly, I think social media is the best way to get work. Jump on Instagram, Facebook, find the local tech that the area hit. They always may scan your profile to see your work. So if you have a profile, Instagram is your profile to a certain degree.
Your
portfolio. So if you're not using Instagram as your portfolio, something's wrong. So you can't, that's like waving a flag in the air trying to get work. That's crazy. So have the Instagram. I actually found one of my guys through Instagram when he messaged me. So definitely.
I just love that. Yeah, I love that networking side with Instagram. Because then you do, like then Ryan said, it connects. Then you go to MTE and you meet the guys. And then it's just like this whole thing. I mean, I definitely have an Instagram if you don't. And put a couple things up there. You don't have to post every day. It's not this huge thing. It's not, this serious thing. You got to post 17 times a day to be relevant and stuff like that. But at least get some stuff out there, just a nice little portfolio.
Yep. You're absolutely right. Use these, and these are free platforms. It's funny because, who knows what this was, a net neutrality or whatever it is, whatever it's called. You may have to pay for this service. You may have to pay more for this service. So it's free. And if you're not using the free stuff, you're crazy right now. You can be noticed with just by posting
a hashtag. Just a hashtag.
Yeah. I mean, jump on it. Interact with guys. You can even learn. So I've learned a bunch of stuff looking at people's, I think Manny posted a picture of his trans, and I was like, oh, look at
I'm
that.
Telling you.
That's a nice shot. Get Manny on that, man. Yeah, we got to get Manny on the phone. But, we should have Manny. Well, not Manny on here. We should have had Mr. PDR on here. And that's an Instagram guy. I don't think, have you dealt with him, Ryan?
I've talked to him every day.
Okay, so. And this is just from the last storm, right?
Yeah, I met him at MTE.
Right. So Instagram, you put the face with the gram, and you kind of feel like you've been talking all year. So, and same thing with us. It's Instagram, Facebook.
All three of us have met on social media.
Right. So
that's the type of stuff. Power of it. You need to build those relationships.
Mm-hmm.
And Chris and I, technically, Chris and I are competitors. We have two companies. We're in Maryland. He's in Northern Virginia and Southern Maryland. But technically, we're competitors. We talk every day and we tell all of our secrets. So it's not a big deal.
Yeah. And we got to do a business one.
It's a respect thing. It's a respect thing. No one's touching, stepping on each other's toes. And the help is so much more beneficial than like trying to run him out of town. You know what I mean? If Chris trying to run Ryan out of town, Ryan trying to run Chris out of town, you're just more focused on doing that than actually getting work. Like helping each other out is so much easier, less headache, less stress.
I mean the one the B, what is it called? The I think it's called Blue Ocean Strategy, I believe what it's called. But it's like for one, you don't focus on competitors, you know. We'll do a little business segment, but my spill is a little different than
I
other
think
people.
with the when a storm hits, you almost have to assess the damage,
Yeah,
kind of
that's
get an
probably the first
idea of
thing.
where you are. You know, perfect example. Like I said before, guys were calling me Saturday saying, "Hey, what's the deal? What's going on?" I'm like, "It's not even hailing. Nothing's going on. Now, let's just wait." You know, they're like, "Well, this hit here. What do you think about this?" So, you know, the guys this year's a little bit of a weird hail year. So there's some guys that are just kind of hanging out and. It's not as crazy as it used to be, but I think the biggest thing is assess the damage and be honest with techs if you're going to subcontract techs out there. You know, just be honest with them. Look, I got five cars here. I got two cars here. You know, I have the problem all the time. Is I
Scattered,
tell
yeah.
Chris and they're everywhere. I got a car here or two cars here or one car here. I mean, Dave and I went to four different shops to do. Four different cars, you know what I mean? I mean, we're running around,
Running around.
and it's
Yeah,
hard.
and you have to be set up for that. A lot of hell guys are not set up like that.
But a route guy, as a route guy, he's set up.
Yeah,
He's
he
got it set
can.
up right.
Yeah, he can probably do a better job.
And it's
Now
hard
with
for a hail
bodies,
guy.
go ahead.
It's hard for a hail guy. You know, that's my phone call. I'm like, hey, there's not 15 cars in one place. You're going to be moving every day.
Yeah.
And
Nine
I'll
times out of ten,
love
they go, thank you.
Thanks for the offer, but you know what?
Yeah.
I'm gonna go over here and where, you know, they got cars in one spot for me, a little prima donna, you know. But
Well, I couldn't
that
call a
is
prima donna,
no, it's
maybe
their
because
job.
it's their job, so
What?
they know, you know, to kind of filter out the onesie twosies. I mean, it's funny because a lot of guys, when it starts to drop, they're moving to the next storm before. I mean, they still got cars on the table, but you know what?
Yeah.
The
So
top
then, like,
storm.
where are the guys who want the onesie twosies? I need those guys' numbers. Who wants the onesie twosies
Yeah,
and
you
wants to
know,
drive around from shop to shop?
and Mr. PDR's been mad cool. He's like, look, I like helping the local techs. That's what I like to do. Give me a couple cars here, a couple cars there, you
He's
know. And he
good.
was up front, and you know, check him out on Instagram, give him some love.
Joey, yeah, good guy.
Yeah, Joey, yeah. So body shops, when hail hits, is there anything that you can share that you kind of do with your existing body shops that you currently do work for or body shops that you want to get into?
What I just did this storm, and I think it was, there were so many of my competitors and so many other companies in town on Monday morning. I made zero money on that day because I hit every one of my body shops in that area, went in and said, look, I've got it covered. Don't worry. We'll fix whatever you have to do. If I got 30 cars, I'll get guys here. Don't stress. Just let me know what you have. I hit every one of my shops and did it.
We do the donut thing. So we do Krispy Kreme because I feel like around here you can get them and they're like crack. So they really love the Krispy Kreme donuts. So we do the Krispy Kreme. They say it's like a little thing we do, something it says from Dentless Touch. I forget the little slogan thing. But and we let like exactly what you said. We let them know, hey, we're here if you need us. Go from there.
This year was
So,
different. I mean, they really were on the ground hitting everything. I was at a dealer late this afternoon and they were like, your buddies were in here. And I'm like, when? They were like, Monday morning, walking the lot, looking for work. You know, that tells you how slow the hail season is.
And it
So.
changes. So we may be talking about this and the competition, and then next thing, a big hailstorm down Texas, Louisiana, and then all of a sudden, there's no one up here, so it's crazy.
Ghosted.
Yeah, it's a ghost town after that. As far as advertising, when hail hits, do you guys do any advertising?
Nope. Cut it
I
off.
do. I want it all.
I cut it off.
That's the issue. Like, and that's the thing. Like, you have the team. You have a your own little team. Whereas, advertising getting more. I only have two hands.
Yeah.
And I need the guys to either collect the onesie twosies or like advertise for more and get more work in. But now I'm spending money in hopes to go get those cars. And I got to pay this other guy who's going to do these cars for me.
Mm-hmm.
That's really difficult as a single route tech. Very difficult.
This year, it seemed like you were educating the customer more than I ever have before. There were a lot of customers. Oh, I've got, I don't know, 16 or 17 dents. And then you get in the conversation of saying, look, the average hail car that we're writing right now is $1,100 to $4,000.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, oh, really? Just to get the dents out? Yeah, this is where we are. So, you know, I think it's a constant education.
I think in our area, or I think me, you know, Ryan, there's a lot of jobs. You know, you got the Amazon thing coming up where you're at. I think it's a... Mm-hmm. You got a lot of jobs kind of moving to that Baltimore area. A lot of people move there. It's cheaper in the city. And the same thing with DC. You know, I had a guy in Tennessee. He just moved in the area, you know, I think 4 months ago. I mean, he's not going to know. Maybe he doesn't know what hail is. So, you know, how it's just the demographic. It's not some town where you know the store owner and you've grew up with his son. It's not like that in the DC metropolitan area. And I'm pretty sure up there mm-hmm. in Baltimore, it moves. People move around. So you have a guy from California, never seen hail, never seen probably rain. You know, my niece never saw snow. You know, so it's kind of
the hardest part was last year when a storm hit. I didn't advertise for hail, but I was getting it anyway through my shops that I just service regularly. But my advertisements for retail are still going on. So I didn't cut that mm-hmm. off either. So now I'm balancing a full month-long storm with hail and regular retail coming in and my body shops and my dealerships that I'm supposed to service every week.
So I've the reason I advertise is, you know, I kind of – it's my job to make sure these guys are – or eating 100%, 100%. Well, you know, so if I sit there and don't advertise, they'd probably be looking at me going like, what's going on, Chris? So
100%.
And that's why I'm out there at night. I mean, I'm out there for the guys, you know what I mean? So it's what you have to do as the owner, you know, at least for me, this is what I have to do. This is what I feel like what I have to do. So,
yeah. But coming from someone who doesn't have that, that advertisement is not going to happen, at least with me trying to capture that and balance the regular day-to-day operations.
Right.
I shut mine off.
Yeah. But you service so many body shops too.
Yeah.
Where it's just going to naturally come.
You know, Nick's asking a very good question up here. He's saying, what do you guys say to a customer when they call? I usually go through the steps, you know, a lot of times just give them that range of the damages in between, say 500 to 3000, you know, do you have full coverage on the vehicle? What kind of vehicle is it? I usually don't ask about the full coverage. I kind of know if the vehicle's fairly new or not. If they give me, it's a 2013 Mercedes-Benz, most people are going to have full coverage. You know, the reason I asked that
is I have a
good.
So a little bit about my company is I particularly don't answer the phone. Crystal, my ops manager, answers the phone, and we have a series of questions that we do ask the customer. And if my memory serves me right, it's basically, are you going through insurance? If they say, like I think his question says, I'm going to see if it's higher than my deductible. And then, like you said, Ryan, the prices are between this and that. And he's probably going to say he still wants to come in. Then we schedule him on top of other people because not only they may take the money and go, they may not even show because it's mm-hmm. we've already given their range and they didn't want to get it done anyway. It's more than the checks. So we kind of double book them like 10 minutes after the other. And then we're probably already doing a hail car there. So for like the first 2 hours, we got 6 or 7 estimates. And if they show, great. If they don't, we still got a hell card to do. And that's kind of how we do it. We tailor our schedule because we don't want to say no. We never know. But that's the question. I think the biggest
thing is explaining, you know, they're like, well, I got a $500 deductible. Well, is it your collision deductible or is it your comp deductible? If it's your all hailstorms are underneath the comp deductible, which is usually in between 250 or 500. So you want to walk that through too, you know, and just explain, hey, this is your steps. I can write an estimate or you can have the insurance company look at it. Most of the time the people know. I mean, I had a customer today that had three cars and he was like, I got to call my insurance company. But
there are also, I get a lot of people who don't know what to do.
The first
thing out of my mouth is, have you contacted your insurance company? Mm-hmm. Well, no, I was going to pay. Okay. Well, I'm letting you know that whatever their estimate is going to be exactly what we're going to charge you as well. You know, I kind of phrased that in a certain way, but you know, you're not going to be making money off of like whatever they're going to be estimating it is what I'm going to estimate it at. We're going to get this done the right way. That's the first thing coming to my mouth. Have you contacted the insurance company?
I just tell them the trends for this storm or the price range of this to this, and they have an idea.
I did hear you on the phone say that, and I like that.
You know, it's just to give them a range because some people are like, oh, $250, and it's $2,000 worth of damage. You know what I mean? So, and a lot of people, how do you deal with it? You don't do any mobile hail, do you, Chris?
I mean, I go to the body shops.
Like, but I don't to a residence.
No.
Mm-mm. I'm the same way. I don't know mobile estimates either. They're like, well, you offer mobile service. And I explain, hey, we got to drop your headliner. If we break a clip, you're stuck there with the headliner hanging down. We damage a part or you know, hood insulator clips. I don't want to have parts of your car spread all over the ground. You know what I mean? It's just not – we're working outside. I always tell them
proper conditions. We're going to get it to the shop. Plus then, too, you're able to pawn off certain little things onto the shop.
Exactly.
And then if you have that good rapport with the shop, they can also assist you getting them in a rental so you don't have to. Getting them all these other little tedious things that they may need to do, you can try to streamline that process for them.
Or you can fly a drone in their shop on a Saturday, whatever works.
Whatever works.
You can see that video. I can't wait for that one.
I'm gonna do a nice little. I got all the footage, all right. So thank you, Mr. Johnson, for that.
Now the other thing with the hail, today it started. I've got a lot of good relationships with the insurance companies, and some of those guys were calling me today and asking a lot of questions about the aluminum. You know, estimator wise. So you always want to build those relationships with your local estimators, your State Farm, your Travelers, your Nationwide, and just help them out. You know, I had two calls from two separate adjusters from two different insurance companies, and they're like, how are you handling these F-150s? And you explain it. You know, you're going to break it down. Hey, there's, for one, it's a tall vehicle. Two, it's got a rib roof. Three, it's aluminum. If there's damage in the front of the sunroof, you have to remove the, unless you can glue pull them, you have to remove the windshield. Mm-hmm. So you walk through those processes with them. So always build those relationships with the insurance company. Let me tell you how much less headaches you have.
Because building that relationships allows you to talk, I think, to them a lot easier rather than like just being nervous and you're talking to a random person. It's like, hey, Mike, look, dude, this is what has to happen. I have to do all these things. Like, oh, it's all right, Ryan. You know, I understand.
Not,
all right, cool.
Not even that. You know what it really does for me is the supplements. A lot of them will say, take pictures, send them to me when you're done with the end of the supplement. They never even come back out for the supplement.
Yeah, that's nice.
You know, or I think Dave and I estimated a hail car on Thursday night, took pictures, and they approved it. They never even looked at the car. So it's those relationships you build. It really makes a huge difference.
Yeah, they can trust you. I mean, there's so many people writing bogus stuff. I mean, I remember the last
They've seen the quality of your work too. Right. I mean, they've trusted you before. They put their cars in your hands and you've taken care of it. You've gotten the job done. You've given it right back. It makes them look good. You look good. Everyone wins. And and you know, you built that relationship. And when that next storm comes, hey Ryan, I got a couple cars. All right, let's do it. You know, let's go, Joe. Right. Bill,
now this,
Chris.
This is another thing that I get all the time. Are you loving the hail? You're making so much money. And you know what my exact wording of, I don't even care about the money. Because all I want to do, and I had this conversation this afternoon, all I want to do is take care of the customer.
Yeah.
These customers are here 365 days a year, not for 3 months. The three months of hail, I could care less. I just want to help make sure the customer is taken care of.
Yeah.
Because then they're coming back to you when there's no hail and they got that door ding. And they
the first thing I'm thinking is getting some vitamin C in me. I cannot get sick.
Yep. Now, Chris, I want to see how you handle this. Percentages. So I know technically we're not supposed to talk percentages, but in instance, I had a shop that is a corporate shop, a large brand, and uses a special company that does all of their hail because of the percentage that they give.
Yeah, it's only a percentage. No quality, nothing.
Now, how do you handle that situation? Hey, we really can't use you because we have to use this company because we have a contract with them because of their percentage, but they want to use you. Do you match that percentage to keep the business? Or do you say, look, use your vendor and I'll see you when they're done?
I mean, you know, there's a ton of different variables. You know, that shop could be a block away. That shop could be that manager moves around a lot. And this is just so happened the shop that he's at right now. You don't really want to make him upset. It could be a strategic plan for a competition where you just don't want a competitor right in your shop that you do maybe the next door neighbor's shop and this, that, and the third. So it's like, you have to eat that percentage. It is what it is. It's based on, it could even be based on the work or the hail. I mean,
so if they come to you and hey, stuff, 40, 50%.
I'm not doing it. As a company, there's a certain level that I could run and operate, and I just cannot do it. For other cases where he's like, I got this one car, can we do it this, make it up on the next or something like that? I can kind of understand that. You know, I think the instance that you're talking about, you know, there's not a lot of hail, so you may have to do that to like 2 to 3 cars and just be done with it, keep it moving, everybody's happy. I'm more focused on the relationship after the hail. And if that relationship is good, it's a good body shop, then I will probably want to keep them. But if that relationship sucks and I only am there for the hail, then I'm just going to scratch that whole dealership, I mean, body shop completely.
The reason I bring it up is it's happened to me during this. Yeah. Storm. You know, right, I had an account that I service on the regular. They're a great account. And we sat down and I said, look, what percentage are we talking for the company you're using? And he tells me the percentage and I'm like, okay. You know, he's like, so let me do, you know, he's dealing with his management saying he has to use this company and he's fighting for me. He's like, no, this guy's quality is awesome. No, he's my regular. I'm not going to give away the gravy. He's in the trenches dealing with me all the time.
BOs and all that. It's crazy.
You know, so and in my favor, it ended up working out really well in my favor, and I appreciate the manager fighting. But, you know, I just wanted to get out there how to deal with some of those situations with the percentages.
I think you have to look at, you know, a ton of variables, man. You maybe been trying to get into that body shop, just got into it. I mean, it's just, it's crazy. I actually had a body shop that doesn't give me a lot of work and they went to a guy that gave them more percentage. I was like, fine, no problem. Mm-hmm. He's going to come, he's going to go. I'll get the cleanup work at my percentage.
Yep.
It's perfectly fine with me.
That happened to me last year with PDR Links in one of my accounts. They came in, did the hail. I got stuff after he left. Everything was fine.
Yeah.
So
yeah, they come and go. I mean, some of them I fix their mess. Some of them are very good. I mean, it doesn't matter to me. I just, you know, it doesn't matter to me. I think the manager needs to understand that we're there, like you said, fighting in the trenches for them. You know, we're there for the WEOs. Hey, I got a car that needs to be delivered today at 5:00, and then we try our best to make it over there at 5:00. ends up being a small but complex dent that you spend an hour and a half on, and he's still expecting that $75 bill. So you're kind of, and then you allow it. You're like, okay, no problem. Hail's coming. Season's coming. Remember me. But, you know, you got to, I think me personally, I just stick to my ground because I built up such a rapport that if Hail, you know, when it comes, people are going to be at my door also. So, you know, as much as I love the body shops and I respect what they do and they allow me to get work, I still have to, again, I'm not going to be that guy flagging, you know, waving my flag saying, come use me. I have to build my rapport so that I get customers that come through the door, my own customers that come through the door, that I do not have to share any percentages or any cuts to a body shop. And that is my requirement, again, as an owner and a business owner, you know. So, you know, build on top of the body shop, you know, build your own local rapport that you can do this type of work and market that way, which we'll have a marketing, probably segment.
It's going to have to be a 2-hour show.
Yeah. Cause we got some ideas on marketing that could probably help you out, but, and it's simple stuff, you know, it's just, you know, advertise Hail when there's no Hail. That's just pretty much the best thing to do. And obviously, you're not going to be a big billboard when there's no Hail. But, you know, maybe create another company that has Hail in the name that just click funnels you.
Who does that?
Whichever it is.
Who does that?
Hey. Ideas that you can get if you guys are looking for Hail in your local, you know, looking for work in your business, you know. So, the detail guys are not looking for the salt, you know, it's a busy time for them, but they gotta stay busy all year. So, it's the only way they're gonna survive. Same way with the lawn guy. I was talking to a lawn guy, and he does snow plowing, he does this, but he advertises his snow plowing. He sells more contracts on snow plowing in the summer than he does, you know, when it's snowing. Mm-hmm. So just get that out of your head to advertise Hail during Hail season.
So one of the questions here, have you guys worked an insurance deal with a dealership? I'm new to PDR, but a lifetime in the car biz, so I know the dealers, but don't know how to work in your percentage deals on how that works. I've never worked a major deal. You have, Chris.
I have not.
Yeah, I did my first one last storm, and it was definitely different than, you know, again, you know, I have a steady flow of customers. I think we had, I don't know, 100 Hail cars coming in at our both locations at that, maybe not 100, maybe like 75 Hail cars. And but we did 150 cars for the Kia dealership. And that Kia dealership got hit before, so they kind of knew the routine. I really like to get involved at the jump. If they could kind of guarantee you that you'll have the work, because a lot of times they'll just kind of use you, especially if they're kind of keen to this Hail stuff. So, but if you can get in there I'm sorry, my Alexa's going off, but if you can get in there at the beginning of the Hail storm and welcome, I mean, you might be there for a whole week until the insurance adjusters come. As he pulls in one car, you need to have all five of your lights set up, because that's what happens. They take 3-4 random cars out of the lot and they just pull them into one area, maybe more depending on the lot. This only had 150, 200 cars on the lot. So they pulled about 5 to 8 cars in, and they kind of grouped it together and kind of averaged the car out and gave them a flat fee for every car. Problem with that is they looked at it just like every single insurance company, natural light and guessed every dent. So if you're there to pick and choose every dent, bring that average up, then you have more to play with. Now, percentage, most of these dealerships, they want huge, huge percentages to get work. They just have a pool of dent companies that they could pick from. And if anybody's into Hail, they already know that the guy that's doing cars for 400, bidding cars for 400 when they were every bit of a $2,000 car, he still has work. So they can still persuade a dealership solely on price and not quality. So I was just talking to Brian, and Brian did a bid in the Mercedes-Benz dealership. I don't know where he said, but he's they actually had him do two cars to check the quality. They had each vendor do two cars before they chose who got, I believe it was like 300 cars, but they were giving them top money. It was a $4,000 to $5,000 car. And they had to do two cars. I think it was like an SUV and a car. And before they made that decision. So I thought that was very good for that body shop. I mean, for that dealership to do that. But you're going to get kicked in the face with the percentage, but it comes up with volume. So if you can get in there in the beginning, that's your key. Walk them through. I mean, literally, you'll probably spend a week to 2 weeks waiting for their adjust. Hey, how's everything going? And then some guys actually start working because at this time, they're still selling cars. So I've talked to a lot of hell guys, and they're like, I don't even know what I'm making because the deal is not sealed with the insurance company yet. So, but just to get the deal, they're pumping out one to two cars as they sell. So that's not my game. That's their game. Maybe they're willing to lose or whatever the kind of things that they can hold the dealership to, but that's hopefully that helped. Your question, I would say reach out. There's a gentleman that I actually haven't reached out to myself, but I know his brother. So Paul Corden's brother, his name is Tim Corden. He does a lot of dealership setups. That's his bread and butter. So he owns a shop called The Dent Shop out in Ashburn, Virginia. You may want to get in contact with him too. So much respect. But I think he definitely can answer your question. And the strategy that he uses I heard it was pretty stellar. So may want to reach out to him. Any other questions that we have? Aluminum, the evolution of tools to work with aluminum.
Sharp.
Now, he's saying, how do you see the evolution of tools to work with aluminum?
I don't know.
Make them sharper.
Yeah, I guess you're right. That and high strength steel. So that's a great question, Slick Guys. How long did it take you, each of you, to reach a proficient level?
I don't know.
Just I happened. Say year four. That's year four. That's when I noticed the change.
I couldn't even remember.
3-4 is where I was. Yeah. But, like, I'm slower with hail. Like, hail is not my thing. So, like, when I, you know, was helping Ryan this weekend, I still need
practice. We got smoked on those cars.
But still, smoked. Like, I mean, just practice with doing hail faster. Like, that's what I would like to work on. We just don't get it enough. But
what I noticed is y'all had no carts. So, like, that, like, is a lifesaver, yo. That will speed you up.
Yeah, I told them that too. I'm like, I don't have like my setup, so but
yeah,
but I think 3-4 is where I was year 3, year 4.
Yeah,
I think so. Couldn't tell you.
That's when that's when it clicked, quote unquote.
Yeah, yeah. I felt go ahead, Ryan.
The older I've gotten, the
worse your eyes get,
the more organized. You know what I mean? The organization really is.
You are so, like, you are very organized.
It's made a huge, I'll tell you, the last 5 years, it's really gotten crazy. And it really is, it's made me more efficient. Organization.
You take on more work because you're so organized.
Yeah.
You know that, you know your whole system and how fast you can be and how fast you can get a car done, how fast you can get there.
yeah,
you have your whole thing very streamlined.
Yeah,
and still super busy and can't get all of it done in a day.
where the police are sitting, where I can speed, where I can't speed. Yeah, we got that.
Well, hopefully we went through everything. Where is my phone? Mm-mm. Is there anything else that we need to discuss before we head out of here? We did advertising, invoicing. Industry's changed.
And there's probably a ton more stuff that we can answer too. So if you guys come up with some hail questions or anything happens throughout the summer, something like that, Just email us and give us a shout.
Yeah.
I still need to get all
Yeah.
these hats out. I got hats to give to a bunch of people. I've been slacking on that. Need to get that done on the quicks. So I'll be getting those out
Exactly.
soon.
Ryan's been
There's
pushing
so
for like
much
20
going on.
years, so he's got
Not that long. Dave Johnson's got me beat. He's the one
oh,
that
he's
got
got you beat.
me turned in onto this thing. I don't know if I should
Wow.
thank him or beat his butt. I don't know which
He's
one. So
a very efficient guy too. We got a video
he
coming
is.
out of his rig,
We had a
so
nice lunch, little meet and
yeah.
greet on Saturday. So just keep your eyes open on Instagram and Facebook. We'll be posting periodically things. And it was really just like a little luncheon with random dent guys and had
Yeah,
a nice
pretty.
time. So
Yeah.
you
Yeah,
know,
people
some of
purposely.
you guys are pretty far, some of those guys are pretty far away, so
Yeah.
but if you're close enough, it's worth a little bit of a drive.
Yeah, definitely.
June
All right, guys.
23rd, next show, our next workshop, so try to get yourself signed up.
Yep. Let
And
me
go from
actually
there.
check and see if that is working. I'm gonna leave the copy of the ticket purchase in the description and in this chat right there, guys.
It is a
So
free show, so I mean free workshop, so don't be scared that you're not getting charged. You're just gonna get a ticket.
yeah, definitely. Definitely,
Speeding
guys.
ticket.
All right, guys, we're gonna wrap it up. Dave, you wanna plug yourself? Don't forget to hit that
Windy
thumbs up
City
button,
Men
please.
Prepared. YouTube, Instagram, Facebook. Windy City Dent Repair. Email me, DM me, Facebook message me, any questions, text me, I don't care. I'll try to answer anyone's questions best I can.
Right.
RPS Dent Repair, everything, and my YouTube channel will be live tomorrow. So
Oh, look at that.
keep your eye
We're
open,
getting
check
them,
it out.
guys. We're getting them.
Yeah.
And if
I
you
got.
guys have any questions, just send us a message on whatever platform you want to send it to us. It's been a little crazy in my area with hail, so the phone really hasn't stopped. So if I don't get right back to you, I'm
Nice,
sorry. I will, I promise. So,
nice.
you know.
Yep. Guys, don't forget to hit that thumbs up button. Greatly
Yes.
appreciate the love and support that you guys have been showing for sure.
And send us some topics. You know,
Yeah.
if you guys need some topics in there, send them on over in the message. Hey, I thought about this after the show. Boom. We'll use it. I
Yeah.
mean, we used one
Last
last
week.
week, so. And we're on week 15, guys. Week 15.
Yeah.
So.
So hopefully we can see everybody on June 23rd. Like Ryan was saying, it's a free show. We're setting this up to help either the beginner tech, some of the advanced techs. It should be a good kind of workshop that we're setting up here, guys. So this is our third one, Ryan. So it's not anything
Yeah.
new. But we're kind of broadcasting it now. So if you guys have any questions, don't forget to hit that thumbs up. Chris Dillon's Touch. You can find me on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn, all that good stuff. Probably have a personal Instagram set up here shortly. Again, don't forget to hit that thumbs up. Greatly appreciate all the support, guys. We got some stage infos coming so I don't know how I'm gonna kind of give those out, but stay tuned for that. Thanks for watching, guys, and we'll see you next week.
See ya.
Peace.
Hell yeah.
Hell.